The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might be out traversing the Barrow Way in the good weather. If you are, I mean, your allergies might flare up. If you have them, it is that time of year, more pollen in the air and what have you. So Dr. Izzle Sheehan is with me from Allergy Ireland. Izzle, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So how do you know if your kids have allergies?
Yeah, so, I mean, it can be a little bit tricky sometimes. If you notice that when the pollen count is high, I mean, that's an obvious one and they develop symptoms. But you might notice that they have a sort of continuous cold maybe over the summer period or maybe during springtime. And I mean, that situation, it's always worthwhile getting your child tested. I mean, we're looking at about a quarter of the population having an allergy. So the likelihood is high enough that they could have an allergy, you know.
And is that's all types of allergies? I mean, does that include allergies to eggs and dogs and what have you? Or how much are we talking about seasonal allergies?
So I'm talking about inhalant allergies there. So that refers to your seasonal and your perennial allergy. So essentially like pollen, mould, the seasonal ones, and then dust mite, which is your all year round.
And what is it that causes like the allergy to, I don't, what do you say, flare up or?
Yeah, like what
like what's actually
it?
Happening from a biological point of view, that pollen or mould or dust mites, like what impact are they having on the body?
Yeah. So essentially, I suppose, firstly, an allergy is where your body misinterprets something harmless like grass pollen being a threat to the body. And so once it has once it is decided that this is a threat, it makes antibodies. And then every time you get exposed to what you're allergic to, your antibodies will, you know, actually attach to the pollen, for example, if that's the allergen you're allergic to, and it will cause an allergic reaction. So for some people, that might be like a runny nose, a blocked up nose, sinus pain and pressure. For others, it might just cause worsening of asthma or eczema symptoms. It would be very unusual for people to develop sort of anaphylaxis or severe allergic symptoms. Mm. That's more so associated with food allergies.
Okay. And is it the type of thing that you're born with, or does it, can it develop over time, and conversely, can it disappear over time?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a bit of a complicated question in some ways, because we don't know all the answers really, but definitely we know that allergies run in families. So if you, as a parent, if one parent has an allergy, and it could be an allergy to anything, their child is twice as likely to develop some sort of allergy, like food allergy or dust mite allergy or so on. If both parents have allergies, then the child is four times as likely to develop an allergy. So absolutely, it runs in families. How much you get exposed to the likes of pollen and dust mite, it's very hard to say. It's environmental. So, I mean, we're all exposed to it. Mm. So really, I'd probably be sort of focus more on the genetic element of it.
And what types of treatment, if somebody, we'll talk about kind of precautionary measures in a moment, but, you know, once the body's immune system kicks into gear and it causes maybe the difficulty in breathing or the runny eyes or the blocked up nose, whatever the situation is, or the worsening eczema, what's generally the treatment?
Yeah, so I mean, the ideal situation is that we're using preventative measures to try and prevent those symptoms. Once someone has all those awful symptoms like you described, it can be a little bit tricky to actually get control of them. So if you're thinking preventative measures, sort of medication wise, like the likes of, you see, it depends on how severe your allergy is, right? So if you have mild allergies, and that might be that just a couple of days a year you have symptoms and that's it, I mean, you can just use an antihistamine, an over-the-counter one, on those days, and that's probably more than enough. But for a lot of people, they'll have symptoms that really interfere with their quality of life. And, you know, you can have, you know, especially when you're thinking about kids, like they're out, you can't keep them out, you know, at home. They have to be out.
If they have a severe pollen allergy, I really feel sorry for those kids.
It's miserable. And there's a lot more than antihistamines. So, I mean, really, that's where you want to make sure that your child is tested where possible. But definitely you want to make sure your child is seen by a doctor so that you can sort of tailor a good plan for them. You know, there are different nasal sprays and other medications. And if they have asthma or eczema alongside sort of hay fever symptoms, you know, it's really important that you have the preventative measures. They're on the right inhalers and they have all their eczema creams ready to go should they develop a flare up.
And are there times of the year where the pollen count, you know, I know people who have it and they'll talk about the pollen count. There's apps they can use to measure the pollen count. Does it fluctuate on a day-to-day basis, or are there particular windows in the year and you say this is when your allergy is likely to flare up?
Yeah, now with climate change, everything has altered a little bit, I would say.
Even but here, it's noticeable already.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Definitely. Like you'd see longer seasons, things like that. But overall, really, look, in springtime, usually the pollen that's released is tree pollen. In summertime, it's usually grass pollen. You can have weed pollen during the summertime and into late summer. And then mold tends to be more sort of damp times of year, which would be, I suppose, I'm going to say spring and autumn, you know.
Yeah.
It can be through the summer a little bit as well, unfortunately, in Ireland too.
And that's, but when you say that climate change has lengthened the year, I'm just thinking of all those people out there who were cutting grass up until December and maybe took 6 weeks off. And by the end of January, we're cutting grass again. Great for those of us who love the smell of cut grass, but awful for people who have pollen allergies, is
it? Exactly. So, I mean, like basically we're having milder winters I suppose it sort of is prolonging the seasons, essentially. Yeah, that's it. We're seeing more pollen release. Now, you mentioned apps, like generally MedErin is what you rely on. A lot of the apps will use MedErin anyway. But you just keep an eye on when the pollen count is high. And, you know, I suppose, it just depends on weather conditions. But if you know the pollen count is going to be high, then you want to have like a bit of a plan in place. So especially with kids, like if it's a grass pollen allergy, which would be more common than the tree pollen one, you want to make sure you're not out in grassy areas where possible. So like going to the beach that day would be much, much better. If the child's been out and about, when they come home, you want to make sure that you wash their hair, like give them a bath or a shower, change their clothes so they're not walking around with all that pollen stuck to them. Clothes that are hanging on the line or sheets that are hanging on the line on those high pollen count days, you're going to bring the pollen back into the house.
Oh, that's it. I wouldn't have thought of that. Yeah. So then it affects them when they get into bed that night.
Exactly. So you just particularly when you think about nighttime, like you want to be very careful. And like there are other measures that you can take, you know, like a bit of Vaseline on the inside of the nose might catch a bit of the pollen, things like that. Like how effective that is, it's hard to say. Some people find it effective, so it's worth a try.
Yeah.
But it's not going to fix the problem. And usually you do need to have a medication plan in place, I would say, unless you have very mild allergies.
And can people grow out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Some people can. It's hard to predict, really.
Yeah.
Like, I suppose moving into the teen years, definitely those hormone changes can make a big difference for a lot of people. You see people grow out of asthma, eczema, and also hay fever symptoms as well. Changes in hormones just generally can have an impact. So even later in life, you can see, like, for example, women during menopausal time, they might start developing allergies they never had before. So definitely we know hormones have an impact on our immune system.
Fascinating stuff. Listen, thanks a million for coming in to us, Isolt.
Not at all. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Isolt Sheehan from Allergy Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.